reliable water source, subsistence path. John Caton. It cannot be stressed enough how important it is to have your water tested for bacteria, minerals, heavy metals, and other contaminants. Safety is the first element of reliability. Secondly, you must be certain that your chosen water source will supply the volume of water you need to sustain you, your family, food preparation, pets, livestock, and crops you choose to raise. Unless you choose a composting or other alternative waste disposal system, a sizable volume of water will be used to transport waste to a septic system. Then, there's an additional volume needed for personal hygiene, dish and clothes washing. Only you can calculate your water needs. A secure shelter ranks higher on the scale of daily needs, but a secure shelter cannot adequately be planned unless you know your water source and its reliability. Land acquisition decisions must consider the reliability of a water source and the expense of getting the water. Depending on the source and test results, most water will need some sort of filtration and treatment to be reliably safe. Many contaminants can be mitigated, but some cannot. You need to know before you buy land and before you build your shelter. Except for some deep aquifers, most sources' capacity will fluctuate with rainfall. It is critically important that you know your area, its average annual rainfall and seasonality. Researching records, year to year, as far back as you can, will help you evaluate the risks of drought and the potential effects on your source. State agencies maintain extensive records, but the means to access the records will vary from state to state. Start with your state's agricultural agency. If they don't maintain the records, they can tell you which agency does. Deep aquifers are the most reliable source of water and may not need treatment. Many encompass large regions, and even severe drought causes little fluctuation of capacity. The U.S. Geological Survey has extensive map records of deep aquifers. Reputable drillers in any given area will know of these aquifers and perhaps other unmapped aquifers that may be smaller but still reliable. Neighbors around you may have firsthand knowledge to share with you. Research, research, research. Drilling is expensive, and the risk of a dry hole or inadequate flow belongs to you. You pay, either way. You should also consider the cost of equipment and energy for pumping water from a deep well, and the impact of energy or equipment failure. Drilling is not a do-it-yourself project, although maintenance can be. Shallow wells tap into small aquifers or perched water tables close to the surface. Local drillers and neighbors may know of them as well. Their capacity will be impacted by rainfall but may be able to survive seasonal droughts. If close enough to the surface, the water can be tapped by digging or driving a well point into the water-laden area. Both methods can be a do-it-yourself project. Some drilling equipment can be acquired for do-it-yourself shallow wells. Shallow wells are more susceptible to contamination, and then the water may need treatment. Shallow well pumps are relatively inexpensive and may even be manual. When aquifers leak due to rock fissures, topography, or rainfall, the water surfaces as a spring. If rainfall raises the aquifer's level to the point of leakage, it will subside later and not be a reliable source unless you incorporate bulk storage to collect the water when the spring is flowing. Many springs from deeper aquifers are remarkably reliable and clean. Seasonal springs, on the other hand, may need to be treated. Even rivers, lakes, ponds, and streams can be reliable water sources. Some are fed by springs in addition to rain runoff and tributaries. Assuming the volume of water is reliable, you should certainly test and plan to retest often. Be very aware of what exists upstream from you. It is unlikely you can use water from these sources without robust filtration and treatment. Because these sources are visible, it is easy to know if the water supply is diminishing. Check your state's law regarding water taken from these sources. Harvesting and storing rainwater is the least expensive water source. 1 inch of rain collected from a 1,000-square-foot roof equals about 600 gallons of water. That is substantial. Little equipment or piping is needed compared to other sources. The greatest challenge is having a thorough understanding of seasonality, average rainfall, and the magnitude of historical droughts to ensure you have adequate storage capacity to maximize collection during rainy seasons to withstand dry seasons. Tank expense represents the greatest expenditure. Treatment is necessary. Some roof materials will contaminate rainwater. Again, you should check your state's law, as some states regulate how rainwater can be used. There are hybrid solutions. For example, you might choose one source for human consumption and another source for livestock or crops. You might reduce fresh water needs by routing greywater waste for toilet flushing or to gardens. A low-flow well's water might be collected in a bulk tank or cistern, available for immediate use, but allowed to refill at its low-flow rate between times of need. A less expensive, low-flow pump in a deep well could be used similarly. Hybrid possibilities are abundant, Whatever source you choose, do not underestimate your needs. Be certain your source will supply your needs. Be certain the water is safe for its intended use. Don't fail to test, filter, or treat. View the video, Reliable Water Source, Subsistence Path, on the Primal Ways YouTube channel. To comment, join the Primal Ways private discussion group.